Mishnah says at the beginning of the parak, Hazarah get leishto vehibisal beis of zochat zera harizel megureshes. That the Mishnah is talking about being megarish a woman by putting the get into her chotzer. And we discussed at great length of the last 2 days, what's the mokar for chotzer? Chotzer by get, chotzer by keneva, the special limud, what's the tzrichasa? And we talked about how that fits in with our conception of the Ktos HaChoshen, that there really shouldn't be any kind of concept of kinyan by get at all, so we have to embellish our understanding of what Nesinas HaGet requires. And we also talked about the concept of Maisa Geneva. What kind of Maisa Geneva do you need in order for the Gav to be Kone B'Kinyan Chotzen? So now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah after it's determined what the Mokka for Kinyan Chotzer is. Now it goes back to the Mishnah and tries to understand how Kinyan Chotzer, how Nesina Lato Chatzera is going to work by Gen. In fact, the Gemara, Chatzera, Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila. We know there's a principle that Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila, whatever a woman acquires automatically goes to the husband. The husband receives everything that the woman acquires, says Rashi. Kanabaila, Leperos Lishtamishba. The Baal has Achilas Peris. We're talking about Nichsei Malug. Right? So she might own the guf, but Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila, the Baal always gets the peris. He always acquires whatever the woman acquires. So Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila, how can Chotzer work by get? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bekosiv Ladinu Dvarim Ein Lebin Achasayich. Rabbi Elazar says, this is the first teretz of the Gemara, we'll see, Rav has a different answer on the fine title of base. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's a special case. In Achanami, Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila normally would prevent the husband from divorcing the wife by putting it into her chatzer. But this is a special case where he writes, Dinu Dvar Me'enli Ben Achasayich. I have no involvement with your nechasim. I have no connection to your nechasim. No dealings. He's mistalik. There's a siluk. He's mistalik from Nichsei Ishto. So therefore we don't apply Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila. If we don't apply Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila, so then we understand how the Gerishin is going to be Chal, how the husband can put the get into the chutz of his wife, and the Gerishin is going to be Chal. Okay, this is the simple understanding of the Gemara. Obviously, we're going to have to see the details of Rabbi Elazar's Teretz, Rav Kana. We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. But this is the basic Shaka V'Tayr of the Kasha and the Teretz in the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? Let's go a little bit deeper. Right, what really is the kasha of the Gemara? Chatzera mashakonsa isha kanabaila. What was that kasha? So the Tosus read al Agilyan, right over here al Asar. Tosus read explains like this: Umaksha chatzera mashakonsa isha kanabaila perish. Shakolnich seha isha kanuyin alabala perish. The kevin sheperish the chatzer who shall baal makoch yesh leisha baoso chatzer sheyakna lo haget. Sorry. Right? What cause does the woman have in the chotzer? Sheyikna lahaget, that the chotzer is going to be makna, so to speak, the get to her. What's the Tosfos saying? Mashakonsa isha kanabaila means that anything that the woman acquires, the baal is ochel peres from that. So, if she has a chotzer, it's l'to chatzera, the chotzer belongs to her. But if she has this chotzer, the chotzer is going to be kone, the peres of the chotzer are going to go to the baal. So the peres of the chatzer are going to go to the baal. How can the gerushin ever work? What does he mean? Well, when the get comes into the chatzer, it's nikna to the baal. The kinyan, any kinyanim that you have in the chatzer, that's like peres hachatzer. So if all the peres of the nichsim malug go to the baal, so then this get is never going to go to the woman. It goes into the chatzer, and then automatically it goes to the baal. It's like putting it from one pocket into the next. So how can the gerushin be chal? This is how the Tosfos Reed understands. That the Baal is kone through the chotzer. The chotzer of the Isha can't be kone for her when she's married, because Mashakonsa Isha kone Baal, so that means whatever falls into the chotzer automatically is going to be kone to the Baal. So it's kone to the Baal, so then how can the gerushin be chal? The get is never going to be nikna to the woman. The get is never going to be nikna to the woman, because it's always nikna to the Baal. So if it's nikna to the Baal, so then you can't get the first base. The woman is not going to be able to acquire the get. This is the simple understanding of the Gemara, that there'll be no kinyan of the Isha in the get, because automatically it'll be nikta to the Baal, Mashakonsa Isha Kanabaila. Now, this relates to a very important discussion, and that is, who really acquires items that fall into a chatzer, if the chatzer is lent to someone or rented out to someone. Of course, if the chatzer belongs to a bailim, so the bailim makonim. Chatzer shaladim konelo shalomidaito, the Gemara says in different places. But this is an interesting type of case. This is what we might call a chatzer hasha'ula or a chatzer haschura. Right? It's lent out to the Baal, so to speak. It's rented out to the Baal. Meaning it's given over to the Baal to use the peiros. It's like a little bit given over to the Baal. So that's really an interesting question to ponder. Is this chatzer really kone for the Baal? And that's what the Tosas Rid seems to be assuming. Right? Mashagansi Shagana Baila means that the Baal is going to be kone whatever falls into the chatzer. So he's kone the get too. Just like he gets the peiros, he gets the get. He receives the get also. He receives everything that falls into the chatzer. Is that really true? Do we say that a chatzer hasha'ula or a chatzer haschura, a chatzer that's there for someone else's hishtamshus, a chatzer that's there, that's being used for someone else's hishtamshus besides the bailim, do we assume that that chatzer is going to be kona objects that go into the chatzer for the individual who's allowed to be mishtamish in the chatzer? The baal's allowed to be mishtamish in the chatzer. The hishtamshus is peiros of the chatzer. No one's saying that he owns the chatzer. The woman owns the chatzer. She can sell the chatzer. She can, right? She owns the kinyan aguf of the chatzer, but the baal is the peiros. He can use the chatzer. So, who's the chatzer kona for? A chatzer that the hishtamshus is not given over to the baal, but rather to someone else, is that chatzer kona for the individual who can use the chatzer, or is it still kona for the bailim? Now that's a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Ktos HaChoshen and Simen Shin Yud Gimel, Sukkot and Aleph, mentions this machlokas, and he tweaks the machlokas. He takes it to a different level. But this is known as a machlokas Rashi and Bava Metzia and the Rambam in Hilchos Chiyus. Mishnah Bava Metzia talks about the case of Zevel that falls into a chatzer haschur. The Mishnah is on Kuf Aleph and Mebez in Bava Metzia. Hamaskir bayis lechavera, someone rents a home. So hamaskir chayev bedeles, benagar, uvamanol. The maskir has to put on the door. He has to make the bayis usable. So he's the one who has to install the door and the lock and make sure that it's usable. Uvachol davar shemaisa uman. Anything that requires a maisa uman, he has to do. Havol davar shena maisa uman, the socher does. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah, hazevel, what's the din of zevel? Manure. This was a very important thing at the time of the Gemara. We don't deal with this kind of stuff too much. Right? We're not farmers, but for farmers it's very important. And nowadays we don't have manure, they have chemicals, they have fertilizer, other things. But it used to be to fertilize the fields, you needed manure. It was a very, very important commodity and an important discussion in the Mishnahs. The Mishnah says, Hazevel shel balabais. The zevel belongs to the balabais. Ve'ein l'socher el hayotzim min atanar min akirayim bilvat. The zevel belongs to the balabais, to the maskir, not to the socher. Now what does that mean? What does it mean that the zevel belongs to the balabais? Why does it belong to the balabais? So that's where the Gemara picks up on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Hazevel shel balabais ve'ein l'socher, etc. V'mayaskinan, what are we talking about, Frak the Gemara? Lema b'chotzer de'ogir le l'socher. Vitorid the socher, amaisha balabais. If we're talking about a chotzer that was rented out to the socher, and the shvarim, the animals that are producing the manure belong to the socher as well, so why should that manure go to the balabais? The Gemara says we didn't even need that the chotzer is rented out to the socher. If the behemoths belong to the socher, and the socher is not mafkir his galolim. Not mafkir is gelolim, so then it shouldn't go to the balabais. The Gemara is just pointing out that if the chatzer is the chatzer of the socher, so then mistami is not mafkir anything that falls into his own chatzer. Even if we assume stam gelolim mafkilahu balabais, mafkilahu balabahema, but here the gelolim belong to him, they come out of his animal, and they're falling into his chatzer, so why should it belong to the balabais? Well, my inyan balabayis eitzel chotzer asocher. The whole thing doesn't belong to the balabayis. Not the chotzer, not the behemoth either. Ela b'chotzer d'lo agir l'socher v'tori d'maskir. Must be talking about a chotzer that's not rented out to the socher. Meaning it's a chotzer of the maskir, and the animals belong to the maskir too. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, pita. Of course that zeh belongs to the balabayis. Right? Just like it's posher that if the chotzer belonged to the socher and the behemoths belong to the socher, the zevel should go to him. So too in the reverse case, if everything belongs to the maskir, everything should go to him. Well, tzricha says the Gemara, no, what are we talking about? Bechotzer de maskir, v'tore de osu me alma. We're talking about a chatzar of the maskir. Now, what does that mean, a chatzar of the maskir? Says Rashi, chatzar the maskir, shelo hiskir es a chatzar. It's a chatzar of the maskir that he didn't rent out. It's his chatzar. Oh, but the shvarim come me alma. The behemoths that are producing the zevel are not behemoths of the maskir, nor behemoths of the socher. They're behemoths of yenim, behemoths of a third party. And that's the shaila. Says Rashi, Tori the osu me alma, ustam glolim afkuri mafkirinu bailim, v'kanyi lechatzera, afilu kodam ha-socher, v'igbiyan lo zocha behen. Says Rashi, stam glolim, the bala behemoth mafkir. So this is talking about a case where it's the chatzar of the maskir, but the behemoth shel acherim. So we assume that they're mafkir, those glolim. So if they're mafkir the galalim, so maybe the socha should be able to pick him up and be zocha. So comes the Gemara and says, no, since it's a chotzer, the maskir is going to be kona. The chotzer of the maskir is going to be kona. So that's why if the socha runs, it obviously is talking about a case where the socha, let's say, rents a property right next to this property. This chotzer belongs to the maskir. But the socher is right there. I mean, if not for the fact that he's right there, what's he doing? Why call him a socher? Who is he? He's a socher. He's a socher of another property, another chatzar of the maskir. But now this is a separate chatzar of the maskir, as Rashi explains that the maskir did not rent out. So the socher could run over and be zocher. He could be magabiyah, the glolim, and be kona, those glolim. Kamashwa, no. They fell into the chatzar of the maskir, so the maskir is going to be kona, those glolim. That's the Gemara. So the Achronim point out, look at Rashi. What is Rashi saying over here? We're talking about Chotzer de Masker, Shelo Hisker Es HaChotzer. He wasn't Masker the Chotzer to the Socher. This is not the Chotzer in question that the Socher rented. It's a different Chotzer. And it's Dafka in such a Chotzer that will say that the Masker is going to be able to be Zoch in these Gololim. What's the clear diuk from Lashon Rashi? That if he were to be Masker this Chotzer to the Socher would be Konen. Socher be koner. The socher wouldn't have to run to be magbia the glolim. He automatically would be koner because the chotzer haschura is koner for the socher. That's what Rashi had to stand on his head and say chotzer the masker shalom hiskir as a chotzer. What do you need that for? Even if he was masker the chotzer, it still is koner for the masker. So what that the socher can use it? Socher can use it, but who says he gets the metzias to fall into the chotzer? Where does that come from? So it must be Rashi assumes that if the maskir were to rent this chotzer to the socher, then the socher would acquire the metzias that fall. He would acquire the glolim. It's only since he was not maskir it to the socher, that's why the glolim are going to belong to the maskir. Okay, this is Shitas Rashi, that a chotzer aschura is kona for the socher. Comes the Gon in the Hagos Agra there, Os Aleph, and he says, "Aval Harambam kosav afilu iskiro." But the Rambam argues against Rashi. Says the Gaon. Which Rambam is the Gaon referring to? That's the Rambam Hilchos Schiros. The Rambam Hilchos Schiros in Perek Vav. Perek Vav Halacha Hey. The Rambam says, "Hazevel shebachotzer, hareu shol socher. Lefikach umetaba bo lotzio. Meishminag holcha achar minag." Good. But medvar mamuk shayo behema shasu hazevel shel socher, havam behema shel acherim hazevel shel balachotze. The Rambam begins by saying the zevel of the chotze belongs to the socher. So says the Rambam, that's only if the behemoths are behemoths of the socher. If the behemoths are the socher, so then the socher can say, "I'm not mafkir the glolim. I want to be koned the zevel." But by behema shel acherim, if it's a third party, says the Rambam, then the zevel belongs to the balachotze. Why? Zoch the Rambam, even chotzer aschura is kona to the maskir. Chatzera shal adam kona lo shalomidaito, even if it's schur biarachayim. The Rambam holds that a chotzer aschura is kona for the maskir. Chotzer aschura is kona for the maskir. The Rashi says chotzer aschura is kona for the socher, and the Rambam says chotzer aschura is kona for the maskir. What's the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam? So it would seem as though the machlokas is, how do we define, right, which bailus is key for kinyan achotze? Right? Kinyan achotze is dependent, is totally in what kind of a bailus? Is it totally in who's the bailim on the guf achotze? Is it totally in who is the bailim on the guf achotze? Rav Gitali, and who is the Bailim on the Zchus Hishtamshus in the Chatzah? If it's Tali, and who is the Bailim in the Guf HaChatzah, then obviously the Maskir is the Bailim on the Guf HaChatzah. The Socher can use it, but the Maskir is the Bailim on the Guf HaChatzah. So if the Bailim on the Guf HaChatzah is Kone, anything that falls into the Chatzah, so then he'll be Kone. The Maskir will be Kone, anything that falls into the Chatzah Aschura. But if the pshat is that we look at the mitzios as being like part of the hishtamshus of the chotzer, so it's a function of the bailim on the hishtamshus, so since the socher has this chus hishtamshus in the chotzer, then he'll be the one to be kone, bekinyan chotzer, anything that falls into the chotzer. Okay, this is the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, where the chotzer aschur is kone for the socher, like the Rashi, or it's kone for the maskir, like the Rambam. Yes, Natana.
Is this any different than Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guftami?
Not exactly, right? It's not exactly the same. Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guftami means if I want to sell the Guf, right? If I have Kinyan Peres, we view that as though I have the Guf. The Mashal. Let's say someone brings a Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So can he say, Adam Hashem Asata Li Hashem? Is it viewed as though I have a Kinyan in the Guf HaKarka through the Peres? Right, that's what it's talking about. It's not necessarily referring to who can be kone mitzias that fall into the karka, because there's no question that even if I have the kinyan peros, but someone else does have the kinyan aguf. Question is, do I also have a shtik kinyan aguf? Do I also have a shame bailus on the kinyan aguf vis-a-vis certain halachas? But I don't have the ikar kinyan aguf, so that's exactly the question. When it comes to being kone objects that fall into the chatzer, what type of kinyan aguf do I need? Is it enough that I have a kinyan aguf vis-a-vis ishtamshus? Or do I need kinyan aguf vis-a-vis, let's say, mechira? Right? I can't sell the guf if I don't have a real kinyan aguf. So which bailus is key? Is it bailus on the guf achatzer le'inyan mechira, if you will? Or is it bailus on the guf achatzer, leman da'ama kinyan peres kinyan aguf dami, bailus on the guf achatzer vis-a-vis ishtamshus? That's the question over here. So it would seem as though the Tosus Rids Havana in the Kasha of the Gemara is assuming what? That a Chotzer Aschur is Kone for whom? Chotzer Aschur is Kone for the Socher, right? The Chotzer Aschura, the Chotzer Ashaula is Kone for the Socher, so here it would be Kone for the Baal. The Baal is like he's not really a Socher, he's not a Shoah, but the point is he has Kin in Paris. He has Ishtamshus, that's what we're saying. A chotzer where the hishtamshus is given over to someone else, like chotzer aschura, chotzer ashula, or the kinyan peris of a baal. Mashakansi shagana baila. So is the baal going to be zocha in the peris? Is he going to be zocha in the mitzias, in the get, and the things that fall into the chotzer? So according to Rashi, the chotzer aschura is kind of for the socher. So it seems as though the Tosus rids Havana in the Kasha of the Gemara. The Kasha, chatzer mashakansi shagana baila, means that since the Baal has a schus ishtamshus for peros in the chotzer, so it's going to be kona, the get is going to be nikta to the Baal, so that lechora sounds like Rashi. Right? The Tosfos Ritz Havana in the Kasha sounds like Rashi. He assumes that a chotzer aschur, a chotzer ashul is going to be kona for the shol, for the socher. It's not going to be kona for the bailim on the gufei chotzer. So it would seem as though the Rambam still doesn't have a pshat in the Gemara, doesn't have a pshat in the Kasha of the Gemara. According to the Rambam, if Chatzar Aschur is going to be kona for the maskir, so what's the kasha bechlal? The woman has a kinyan in the guf akarka. So if she has the kinyan aguf, right, she owns the guf akarka, so then she should be kona the get also. So what's the kasha? Chatzar mashakansi shakana baila? So what mashakansi shakana baila? He only gets the peris, but this is not a hishtamshus, this is a kinyan. Who is the chatzar kona for? If the chatzar is kona for the woman, so then she'll be kona the get. There shouldn't be any problem over here bechlal. So according to the Rambam, we don't have an understanding of the kasha of the Gemara, because the chotzer of the isha should be kona for the isha, not for the baal, not for the baal. So the truth is that perhaps we can explain even according to the Rambam, because the Ktos HaChoshen is not so sure that the Rambam really fundamentally argues with Rashi. Maybe the Rambam really holds that a chotzer aschura is kona for the socher, just like Rashi. Maybe the Rambam agrees, the Chatzar Aschur is kona for the Socher. So if that's the case, then the Rambam can learn like the Tosus Rid. The Rambam can say the Kasha of the Gemara is that since the Chatzar of the Isha is kona for the Baal, so therefore, Therefore, he can't give the get to the woman by putting in her chutzah, because he's going to be kona the get. It's like putting from one pocket to the other. She's not going to be kona the get b'chla. No, that's really the pshat even in the Rambam. Aye, but the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that the zevel goes to the maskir. So what's the Rambam talking about? So the Ketzos says it could be a zevel de gehalacha, if you will. Right? It could be a halacha that's unique to zevel. How so? So the Ketzos says in page 1, he says, l'chay nira de hocha shayin. Maybe this is unique. Why is this unique? What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where the maskir rents out his chatzah. He rents out his chatzah, but what zechuyos does the socher get? Well, he certainly can use the chatzah. He has a shtamshus, right? But does he get the refes bokar? Did the maskir give over the zechus shtamshus of zevel to the socher? So the Ketzos says no. The Gemara in Bava Metzia on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph says that he didn't give him the refes. He didn't get. They all had a refus. They all had a manure, like a compost pile or something, like a manure pile. So he didn't give him the manure pile. We assume the maskir doesn't give over that zchus shtamshus nachatzah. So it sounds like he's mishayer the zchus of zevel for himself. Zevel in the chatzah. There's a manure pile, but he didn't give over the manure pile to the sochem. So it sounds like he's mishayer the zchus of zevel to himself. So if he's Mishire Zechus of Zevel, the Zevel that already existed in the Chatzah, maybe he's Mishire the Kinyan of Zevel, the Asu Mitori, the Alma also. Right? We find already that we assume that the Maskir is Mishire Zechus of Zevel in the Chatzah, from the pile, from the Refis Bokar. So Mistama, he wants the Zevel. He wants the Zechus of Zevel. So if he wants the Zechus of Zevel for the Zevel that already was in the Chatzah, so maybe he wants the Zechus to be Kone. The chotzer should be kona the zevel from the tori, the osume ama, the shvarim that come from the outside. He wants to be kona that zevel too. So maybe it's a special din in zevel that the maskir is mishayer the zchus of zevel for himself. But who says that he's mishayer? Who says he can be mishayer the zchus to be kona mitzias? Mitzias is different. It's not specific to zevel. There's no reason to believe that he's mishayer the zchus to be kona the mitzias. He's only Mishire is Chus of Zevel. Zevel's important to him. So he's not going to give that over to the Socher. But everything else, maybe Taki's not Mishire, there's Chus to be Kona with the Chotzer. So maybe Taka Chotzer Aschur is going to be Kona to the Socher, says the Ketzos. And he says, there's not just a Svara, I'll bring you a Raya from the Rambam himself. Right? The Rambam says, he's on the next page, page 2. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin of all places. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, says the following. Hazorah gedle ishto besochatzera bein shu konayla bein shol bein sochor kone. Says the Rambam, if someone is zorek to gedle ishto, she's besochatzera. He throws a besochatzera. Whether the chatzer is kone to her or shol or sochor, she's kone. She's kone. Now that's clear. That clearly implies that chatzer aschura is kone to the sochor, is kone to the shol. Clearly. Right, the Rambam says even if the chotzer is sheula, right? If the chotzer, this is not the case of our Gemara. This is a case where the Baal owned the chotzer, and he's mashal the chotzer to the woman. The Baal owned the chotzer, and he's maskil the chotzer to the woman. So the woman has a zchus shtamshus in that chotzer. Comes the Rambam and says, if the husband throws the get into that chotzer, konsa isha, the woman's kone. It's mefurish in the Rambam, zaktiktos mefurish in the Rambam that he holds that a chotzer aschur is kona for the socher. Chotzer aschur is kona for the socher. And he goes even further. He says, and it's muchach like that from the Gemara. Which Gemara? Reish Perek Hazorek, our Gemara. The parah chatzera, mashakon seisha kona baila. And he quotes Rashi. Kona baila leperes lishtamish ba, vakatil enough to get me out of the baal. He says, mavur, the ikar chotzer lemishi yesh lo rishos ishtamshis. He says, this Gemara is assuming that the chotzer is kona for the one who has his chus hishtamshus, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin, and he says clearly the Rambam by Zevel is a different halacha. That's a special shiur, shin yud resh vav, right? He's leaving over. He's Mishayer, the Zchus of Zewa for himself. But everything else, all the Metzias, that of course would be Koner to the Socher. And therefore, in our case, when we're talking about a chutzar of the woman, that the Baal has a chutz ishtamshus of Peris, so of course the chutzar is going to be kone for the Baal. Okay? This is how the Tzosa understands. He's nachis to this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. This purported, I should say, purported machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. I mean, it's not purported. Who thought that this was a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam? Who thought this was a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether chutzar is kone for the socher for the maskir? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was
Machlokas. Who thought it was
Machlokas? Oh,
you thought it was Machlokas. Oh, good. All right, Avram Langer against the Ktos. No, but before Avram Langer, right? Who thought it was Machlokas?
The Gra,
the Gaon, right? Givaldik. If you lived 300 years ago, you could have been the Gra.
I wish.
Right. I mean, it is a local.
Okay.
It's a local Machlokas. It's a Machlokas above Metzia, just not a Machlokas
right.
Right,
I hear you. It is a local Machlokas. Right, it's a local Machlokas. Let's see how the Gra phrases it. Right. It's a local machlokas in Bamasi. It's not even clear. Yeah. Avram Langer thought it was a machlokas Rishonim. I'm not sure from the Gra. It's clear. That's what they say in the yeshivas. I mean, everyone assumes that it's a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. But the Ktos, like, relearns the Rambam. If you didn't have the Ktos understanding of the Rambam, you just read the Rambam in the Hilchas Chiras, you would have learned the Rambam like the Gra. Right? That's how you learned. Right? That's Pashur Pshat. That the Rashi and the Rambam are arguing whether Chatzur Aschur is kona for the Socher or not. Yeah, so comes the Ktos and says, no, maybe it's a Zevel de Galoch. It's something miyuchat for Zevel, because the masker is Meshayer, the Zchus and Zevel. But really, fundamentally, maybe the Rambam would agree. Maybe the Rambam would agree. So if the Rambam agrees to Rashi, then we have Pshat, we have a working Pshat of the Gemara. That's the Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid's understanding of the Kasha is that the Kasha of the Gemara is Mashakan Tzishakan Abayla. The woman can't be Kona the Get, because this is like a Chatzar Aschura. It's no different, since the Baal has Ishtamshus in the Chatzar. So therefore, the Baal, who has the Rishus Ishtamshus, he's the one who's going to be Kona the Get. He can't give it to the woman in this fashion. Okay. This is one approach to the Gemara. Comes the Magia in the Avne Meluim. The Magia. It's not so clear who this Magia is, but someone who wrote footnotes on the Avne Meluim. Must have been a Talmud. So he suggests a different pshat in the Gemara. In our Gemara. He says the Ikar Akusha, whom Mishum Diyesh Lebal Peris, Yesh Lebal Peris, Kamosha Kosavri, Omishum Shaini Cholimkar Kashita Srabenu Tam. I am Betosis. Okay, we'll get to this. Let's leave this out for a moment. Let's just say Pasha. Let's assume because of Peris, like the Ri. The Baal is Ochel Peris. Okay, fine. Baal is Ochel Peris. So Zok the Magia. It's a din derabbanan. Baal ochel peres is only a din derabbanan. Min haTorah the chatzur is hers. V'hachiko kasha leil l'shas. I think this is the kasha of the Gemara. Kevan da'amu rabbanan de'baal kanya l'peres. O levatel ha-mecher. These are the two pshatim. Either he gets the peres or he can prevent her from selling the field. V'yado ki yada b'nechaseha o adifa miyada. Im Cain, Adayin lo yotza, get mitachas yodo, kishemuna b'chotze. The get was not yotzi mitachas yodo when it's munach in the chotze. V'gabe get, be'inon krisus, sheyetze mitachas yodo legamri. What do you need by get? The cost of lo sefer krisus. It has to be a krisus. It has to be a full break. A full break. Like you're probably familiar with this idea, this requirement of krisus, you're probably familiar with this from the second parak. For those of you who've done the second parak in Bikias, right? There's a famous gemara there. Right, we're not doing the second parak in Junesman, but as we've noted in the first 2 days, we are doing the second parak in Junesman. We're going to try to do as much of the second parak as we can. So one of the gemaras on Chof Aleph Amid Beis, gemara says that you need a davar hakores beino levena, right? You need a davar hakores beino levena. The get has to be kores, has to split between husband and wife. Kidetanya hareza gidech amanash lo tishtiyayin amanash lo telchi leves avich lo olam ein zekrisus. If he's masna atnai in the get, you can't drink wine ever. You can't go to your father's house ever. That's not a krisus. She's still ogid gabe. He still is in control. he says, Ad Shloshim Yom, a razor crease is only for 30 days, a temporal hold on her, that's okay. That's not a chisaron in krisis. Not a chisaron in krisis. But if it's a hold la'olam, that's a chisaron in krisis. Sefer krisis means it has to be a davar karech bein olaveina. It's up to magia and abdom aluim. It's up to zel bazach over here. If the husband has peiros in the chutz, and if he can be called a peiros in the chutz, then the get didn't really leave his hand when it's munach in the chutz. We have to understand why. He says, "Gabi get beinan krisa sheyetz mitachas yado legamri kamod lo mahani mishicha biyado kilekaman siv beis." He gives a different example of krisis. What's the example? That's the Gemara in Perek Hazorik. That's the other important parak that we're learning. Right? Ayin chesem ebeiz, Rav Chistis halacha. Get biyado, mishicha biyado, im yochol enatko lavio etzlo enem agoreshes, vimlav megoreshes. Let's say he gives the get to the woman, but he has a string. There are strings attached to this get. He gives a get with strings attached. So that's a problem, Rav Chistis says. Chistis says it's a problem of krisis. It's not krisis. He's still in control. It's not a full nesina. It's a different type of a lack of krisis. It's not a krisis in what she can do, but it's a krisis because he didn't really give it to her completely. He's still holding on to it. There's a string attached. That's the problem over here. If the Baal has peiros in the chotzer, then it's a lack of krisis. It's like amanash lo tishti yayin, amanash lo telchi leveisavach la'olam, get biyado mashicha biyado. The Mashiach is still biyado. That's a lack of krisis. There's also a lack of krisis. Also a lack of krisis. What does he mean by that? What does the Magi and the Avdom Elua mean? It's a lack of krisis? He put it in the chatzer. If the chatzer is kona for the woman, what's the problem? The problem. L'chora, what he means is the following. That if the Baal has peiros in the chatzer, so whose chatzer is this really? Whose chatzer is this? Whose shame is chal on this chatzer? It's definitely the woman's chatzer. She has the kinyan aguf in the chatzer. But is it exclusively the woman's chatzer? He has peiros in the chatzer. So if he has peiros in the chatzer, he has a shaychus to the chatzer. Right? The magia doesn't use such a loshen, but that's really what he means. He means if the Baal has peiros in the chatzer, then he has a shaychus to this chatzer. If he has a shaychus to the chatzer, by putting the get into the chatzer, it's not leaving his rishos because it's partially his. Is he going to be kona through this rishos? Who cares? That doesn't even matter to me. It's not a function of kinyan according to the magia and the Avnei Meluin. It's not a function of kinyan. It's a function of, is this a nesina that's being motzi the get from the Rishus HaBaal? So he wants to say no. If the Baal has peiros, so then he has a shaychas to this chatzer. And if he has a shaychas to the chatzer, the shem HaBaal is chal in this chatzer. So when he puts the get into the chatzer, it hasn't left his Rishus. It's still agida gabay. It's agid gabay. The get is agid gabay because the chatzer is partially the chatzer of the Baal. But he doesn't have a kinyan guf in the chatzer. So what? But the shem HaBaal is chal on the chatzer. So the chatzer is nikra al shemo. He has a shaychas to the chatzer. So he has a shaychas to the chatzer. Then by putting together in the chatzer, it's not yotzi chutz l'rishuso. So that's not an asina. That's not an asina. It doesn't matter who's kone the metzias that falls into the chatzer. We're not coming at it from a kinyan question, a kinyan perspective. The question is this an asina l'toch chatzera? Nesina tochatzer means it leaves his rishus. Just like get biyado, mashicha biyado, if he has strings attached to the get, that's not a nesina tochatzera. Dr. Magia, the kasha of the Gemara is, it's not a nesina tochatzera if the Baal gets peiros from the chatzer. Because then he has a shaychas in the chatzer. So it's the chatzer is nikra al shmo. So if he has a shaychas and it's nikra al shmo, then it's still ogid gabe. It's like the get is in his chatzer. It's in her chatzer and his chatzer. Because each one has a shaychas, but it hasn't been yotzi completely from his chatzer. So that's why it's not going to work. Comes the Magia and Avdom Elua, and he says, not only I think this is the svar of the kasha, I think it's licked in the Rashi. It's licked in Verta von Rashi. He says, V'zeo shedikteg Rashi b'lashono. Lashono azov of Rashi, the kosav. Kona baila l'peiros ule hishtamesh ba ve'akati lo nof ve'aket miyodo debal ad kan lashono. Dr. Magi and Avdom Elua. What's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying? He says the Baal is kone the chotzer le'inyan peiros, and to be mishtamish. But the Baal is duskus ishtamshus. Right? That's what Rashi says. Kone la, kone baila le'peiros le'ishtamish. Kana baila leperos ulehishtamesh ba. The baal is a kinyan in the chatzer for peros and for hishtamshes. So what should Rashi have said if he's a Tosis Rid man? If he's learning the kasha like the Tosis Rid, should have said the baal is kana leperos ulehishtamesh ba. Umemela hu kana aget makoach yesh lechatzer sheyakne esaget leisha. That's what the Tosis Rid writes. Since the baal has the chotzer, linyan peros, and linyan nishtamshes, so he's kona the get. So it never left his rishus because he's kona the get. He's kona the get. She can't be kona the get because he's kona the get. What is Rashi really saying? Biakati lo nofik get mi yode de baal. The get never left the yad of the baal. That's not what he should have said. He should have said when the baal puts the get into the chotzer is kona for the baal. It can't be kona for the woman. It's not that lo nofik yode, no lo nofik haget mi yode debal. It sounds like the magia's pshat, that's the magia's point. But it sounds like his pshat, that because the baal gets the peres and the ishtamshes on the chotzer, so then the get is ogigabe. He has a shaychas to this chotzer. So if he has a shaychas to the chotzer, it wasn't nofik mi yode debal. He can't put it into her chotzer. He can't be motzi the get from his rishus by putting it into her chotzer. Because it's not her chotzer exclusively. It's also his. It's like get biyado, mashicha biyado. Get biyado, mashicha biyado. He's still holding on to the get. He's not literally holding on to the get, but the chotzer is his chotzer, so it's like he's holding on to the get. It never left his rishus. That's what Rashi is really saying, says the Magia in the Avinu. Hey, this is a different pshat. It's not the same as the Tosfos read. It's not the same as the Tosfos read. Different pshat of the Gemara. That he's saying that the pshat of the kasha is not that the woman should be kona the get, and because she has a schus of kinyan in the chatzah, so therefore, I'm sorry, because the baal should be kona the get, so therefore the woman will not be able to acquire it. It's not that the baal is going to acquire it, so the woman can't acquire it because the kinyan chatzah is for the baal. No, it's that peros is like a simon. Peres is a simon ladover that the baal has a shaychus to the chotzer. Peres, hishtamsh, is like a simon that he has a shaychus to the chotzer. Memela, by putting it into the chotzer, it's not yotzei mershuso because the chotzer is also his rishus. It's the rishus of the woman, but also the rishus of the husband. So it's not yotzei mershuso by putting it into the chotzer. And that's the problem. It's not the kinyonim. It's about the fact that it's still ogigabe. It's not a full nesina. Now, it's interesting that the Magi and the Abin Maluim said pshat like this in Rashi. You know, the Ktsos HaChoshen, who wrote the Abin Maluim, the Ktsos HaChoshen quoted Rashi. And he said, you know what pshat in Rashi is? Pshat in Rashi, Mevor the Iker Chotze L'mishi Yesh Lo Rishus Ishtamshus. The Ktsos thought pshat in Rashi was that the woman's going to be Kona. The man is not Kona. Right? The woman... Right, I'm sorry. Pshat Rashi was a katil enough to get me out of the baal. The baal is going to be kona, not the woman, so she's never going to be kona again. That's how he understood. It's the same Rashi. It's the Zelva Rashi. The Magia is learning his pshat, and the Ktos is learning his pshat. So which one is it? Right? It's a toss up, right? Which one do you think it is? Right? Do you think it's more kona for the baal, or it's shaycha? So therefore, the shame hachotzer is on the baal, and it's not hotsoa mershuso.
I think it sounds like the Magia. If you wanted to, if Rashi wanted to say the Tosfos Rid, you would have said the Tosfos
Rid. I think so. I think you're right. I think the Magia's pshat in Rashi is better, but the Pella is, why did Rashi have to say that? Right? Once Rashi holds that a Chatzar Aschur is kona for the Socher, he didn't need a fancy lumdus. Right? He wasn't saying a Shir Kloli over here. He's saying pshat in the Gemara. Perish on the Gemara. Right? Rashi is the best the Rebbe. Right? He's always trying to explain the Gemara in the simplest way. So we just proved that Rashi holds a chatzar aschur is kona for the socher. That's Rashi above Metzia. Now, not only that, the Ktos went even further and said, you know what? Rashi is not even alone. The Rambam also goes like Rashi. It's just, you know, Zevel is a different halacha. So Rashi is sitting pretty. Rashi could have just said poshut. He could have said, kona baila leperos lishtamishba umemela hugam kona aget. Why didn't he say that? Like he could have just said the same. Who kona gets lefikach ein ha'isha kona hagen ein ha'isha yichola liknos es hagen. Why didn't he just explain like the Tosis read? So lule the mistafina. Even though the lashon of Rashi sounds a little bit like the magi and the avdim eloim, I would say it's lavdafka. I'd say that's what he means. He probably means more like the tzos. Even though I like the avdim eloim, I think it's very lum de shepshat. It's very nice. And we'll see, it actually works out well with other things we've said. But Lule de Mistafina, I would say maybe what Rashi just means is Akati Lanafik get me other the Baal, because the Baal's going to be Kona. Baal's going to be Kona, so the woman can't be Kona. I'm not sure about it. Maybe Rashi just thought the Pshat of the Magi and the Avdim Elul is just a simple Pshat, so he didn't, even though the Chatz HaSchur is kind of for the Socha, but that's a different issue. Now, the truth is, I can give you a reason why the pshat of the Magi and Avdim Eloim seems a little bit better than the pshat of the Tzatzal Choshen. Can you think of what I'm thinking of? Right? I mean, you probably won't think of it because we've already, solved that problem. It's like Sisrei Torah over here, right? So, we started the Shiurim here in Junzman by bringing back the Ktos, right? We brought it back to life, right? The Ktos, our favorite Ktos, Simin Reish Sukkot Hay. That the Ktos says there's no concept of kinyan by get; it's only nesina. Okay, can you help me now?
Meaning, so if it's not a function of kinyan, why would Rashi mention anything about
kinyan? Right? Why would Rashi say anything about kinyan? Right. So the pshat of the Magi and the Avdim Eloim makes a lot of sense because what's he saying? The Yisod is there a Nesina? Is there no Nesina? So to know whether there's a Nesina, you have to figure out, did it leave the Rishos of the Baal and enter into the Rishos of the wife? So, perfect. It's mamish perfect. The Pshat of the Magia is mamish perfect. That the fact that the Baal has a Zechus, Ishtamshus, and he has a Zechus of Paris, that gives him a Shaychus of the Chatz. And Mimela, it's not a Nesina because it's still Besoch Rishuso. It's mamish beautiful. Oh, but just one second. Before you write anything, okay, it would be perfect in Rashi. Yeah, but what's the problem? What Rashi's a Ktos man? Rashi holds that it's all Nesina? Which Rashi did we quote? Before that, right in our Gemara, right? Rashi says on the Mishnah, "Hazorah get v'ibasol kveisa harez mugrashes the konsel achatzer." Rashi talks Kenyan. Rashi's a Kenyan man. You can't say Rashi is like a Rashi's a purist. He's a purist in the Ktos, right? Even though we know the Ktos himself, put two and two together. He said more than just Nesina. But no, Rashi took the Ktos at face value. He's a Nesina man. He's not such a Nesina man because you see, Rashi also has Kenyan. This is learning. This is mama shit, right? Put the Rashis together. So if you just read the Rashi here, you look at the Magia and the Avdim Eloim, you might get the impression, oh, but according to the Ktosis is beautiful, really works out well, because we're focusing on the Nesina, not the Kenyan. So Rashi can't say that the Baal is going to be Kona the Chatzah. Who cares who's Kona the Chatzah? If the woman owns the Gufa Chatzah, so the Chatzah is Nikres al Shema, so it's a Givaldika Nesina. So that's why Rashi had to say, no, because the Baal has a Schus in the Paris and they're Shtamshus, so he has a Shaychas to the Chatzah, the Chatzah is Nikra al Shema, so it's not a good Nesina, because it's not Yotze Mershuso. Yeah, but the problem is, Rashi himself mentions Kenyan. Rashi himself mentions Kenyan. And in fact, you have to say something, because how did the Ktos learn Pshat in the Kasha of the Gemara? The Ktos learned that the Kasha of the Gemara is like whom? Like the Tosus Rid. It's all about Kenyanim. But I understand. You're talking about two sides of your mouth. You just told me the Ktos is all about Nesina. So what's the answer, Rabbi Osai? The answer is the Ktos himself must hold that there's a concept of Kenyan by Get. The Imre Moshe, right? That you need that the Mokom should be royal of Kenyan. The Torah is marked. Tamon la Torah zichsala. Right, Rabbi Geli is Yerushalmi. Right, Tamana Torah Zichsala. Of course, you need Kinyan in here. Of course, you need a Kinyan here, and that's why Rashi says Chatzera Konsala. That's how the Ktos could learn the Rashi here. Chatzera Mashagonsi is going to buy it. It's all about Kinyanim. So what emerges is once we explain it through, that it's not a kasha on the Ktos. You have to have a broad understanding of the Ktos to really have the full pshat in Rashi and the Ktos. The Ktos in Simin Reish, the Ktos right over here in Simin Shin Yud Gimel. Right, so once you have a broad understanding of the Ktos, then we're back to square one. You really could explain Rashi either way. That he's focusing on the Kenyan aspect or he's focusing on the Nesina aspect. It really could go either way. I'm not sure what the proper pshat in the Gemara is according to Rashi. The Magi and Avnei Malum obviously assumed like himself, right? He assumed that Rashi is just saying that the Baal is a Shaychas in the Chotzer, but the Ktos felt that it's a Kinyan Dika Halacha. Rashi holds that the Chotzer Aschur is Kona for the Socher, so therefore, since the Baal has his Chus Hishtamshus, he has the ability to use the Chotzer, so the woman is not going to be able to acquire the get to the Chotzer, and that's why it shouldn't work. That's why there shouldn't be a Gerishim. That was the Kasha of the Gemara. It's all in the Kasha. What was the Kasha of the Gemara? Kinyan, or somehow the Gerishim is a lack of krisus in the Maisa Gerishim. Yes, Natana.
Can we explain Rashi the opposite way that we explain the Rambam? That the reason Rashi says that Zevel would go to the
Socher.
To the Socher is because that's part of the reason that he's renting the property for the schus of the Zevel. But really, Etzem Rashi would hold that in every other case it really goes to the Maskir.
I don't know. It might be difficult to say that. What, he's renting the Chotzer to have the schus of the Zevel of Tori de Osu Me'alma? Those behemoths are not supposed to be in the Chotzer. They don't belong there. They belong to other people. They happen to work for the Chotzer, and they did what they did in the Chotzer. It's hard to believe that the Socher rents the Chotzer having that in mind.
He rents the Chotzer for everything. Yeah, he didn't rent it for the schus of the Zevel from the Baal Bayis. But something that just stam happens in the Chotzer, it's more likely that that's what he rented for. For anything that happens in the Chotzer. And the Gemara and Bum and Sia, that's not talking about the Zevel from the Baal Bayis.
I hear what you're saying, but once we see that the Socher is not makbid on the Zevel of the Baal Bayis, he doesn't say, I want the Refes Bokar. So he's saying, but he cares about the Zevel because it's a schus of the Chotzer. You know something, it's not... Is it really dependent on the Socher or on the Masker, what the Masker wants to give him? Right? What does the Masker give to the Socher? If the Masker is Meshayer Zevel, Meshayer the Schus of Zevel, so then he's Meshayer the Schus to be Kona the Zevel too.
But he only has the right to be Meshayer the Zevel that's his. Does he have the right to be Meshayer Zevel that he has no idea is going to even come?
But why do you assume that Rashi holds that the Socher only wants to be Kona Zevel? Only Zevel? He only wants to be Kona the Zevel? Even if you'll say that he only has Kavanah to be Kona Zevel, but how is he Kona? If the Chotzer is Kona for the Bailim, so he's not the Bailim, so what's the Shailim? Rashi obviously holds that even though the Socher is not a Bailim, but he's a Bailim for the Kinyonim. That's exactly the point, that regarding Kinyon HaChotzer, we follow Bailus for Hishtamshus. Whoever has the schus on Hishtamshus has the Shem Bailim. It's not a function of the Kinyan Aguf. Yeah.
So maybe it could be that when the woman gives the karka to her husband, she's Meshire for the get.
She doesn't give anything to her husband. She brings in karka into the wedding, into the marriage. Some is Nechse Malug and some is Nechse Tzom Barzel. Automatically, the husband gets the peiros of that karka. She's not giving, it's not makne it to him. It's a relationship that automatically creates this chus hishtamshus for the Baal, but she still owns the karka. Okay, so these are two ways of understanding the kasha, the Gemara, Chatzer, Mashakansi, Ishakan Abayim. So what's the teretz? I'm not going to get to the details of Siluk Minichse Ishto over here. We'll leave that for Monday. But I want to say just a little bit, right? There is one more mukar, I think, that you did see, and that's Tosfos. Right? So let's just see that in the last few minutes to round out this discussion. And then hopefully we'll really get into Siluk B'Nichsei Ishto on Monday. So what's the Terence? Comes the Gemara, Rebbe Lozer, and he says, "Because ladinu dvar mainly b'nachasayich." That we must be talking about a case where there's a Siluk. Right? That's the magic word over here, Siluk. That he's relinquishing his rights, his dealings, his connection to the Chutz, right? So if he relinquishes his connection to the Chutz, so that's how the woman is gonna be able to receive the get, to be kona the get, to have an asina of the get. It comes l'toch reshusa, it leaves reshuso, and everything is gonna work. So frek tosfis bekosiv lo dinu dvarim v'im tamar v'hakati islay lebal peri kidemin and bakosay shabalochol peros v'chayel frek tosfis. What did you accomplish? Rebbe Lozer didn't solve any problem. He writes, "Dinu dvarim ein li b'nachasayach." That case is talked about in Ksubas on that Pegimel. In such a case, the halacha is that the Baal is still ochel peros b'chayah. The Baal is Ochel Peres Bechaya. If she dies, then he doesn't get the Nechasim. Right? He's Ochel Peros, but she can still sell the field. She has the Kenyan Haguf, but he is Ochel Peres. So we haven't changed anything. The Chatzir is the same as what it was before. The Baal is Ochel Peres. Right? Baal is still Ochel Peres. So if the Baal is still Ochel Peres, so then what do we accomplish? That's the Kash of Tosfos. Right? Tosfos is assuming that the whole Kash of the Gemara was, if the Baal is Ochel Peres, then somehow it's not going to work. So he says, Lemaisa, even if he writes, he's still going to be Ochel Peres. So how do we accomplish anything here? B'yesh Lomas, it says Tosfos, no. The cause of Ladinu Dvarim Enli B'nechasayach U'B'Peroseyim. The Oz Lesle, Kidamin and Hassan. So the first Taras and Taisus is, it's Lav Dafka. The Lashon of the Gemara is missing something. It really should say, the cause of Ladinu Dvarim Enli B'nechasayach U'B'Peroseyim. He says, I'm relinquishing my right, my Zechus of Peros. I'm relinquishing my Zechus of Shtamshus. So if that's the case, so basically the Baal has nothing in this Chatzim. Right? He's saying, I have nothing to do with this chatzin. It's your chatzin. So if it's your chatzin, then taka, it's going to work. Then it's a good nesina. Right? Then it's a good kenyan. Right? She'll be kona. She's kona the Paris now. She gets all the Paris from trees that are growing in the chatzin. So if she gets the Paris, she'll be able to be kona the get as well. That's the simple answer. That the kasha was a good kasha, but the teretz is that you just have to flesh it out. Right? You have to fill in the lashon of the Gemara. He said the Parisan also. So there was not a problem. But then Tosfos has a very interesting idea. Tosfos says, "Ule Rabbeinu Tam the Mefarish b'samuch the lotoli ba'achilas peros osi shabek Moshe afarish b'samuch." He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's not dependent on achilas peros, it's not a kasha to begin with. It's not a kasha to begin with. Now, I didn't give you this Rabbeinu Tam. If you want over Shabbos, you can look at the Rabbeinu Tam. It relates to the Gemara, that story with the Shchivimra that we did together with the Machlokas Rashi and the Ran and Kenyan Agav. It's Tosef de Maschel Ma on Dafayin Zayin on the base. That's where he quotes the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam that the Magi and Avdim Eluim made a big deal out of. Right? The Ri seems to say that Bailus, right, that this Kasha, right, this problem of whether you can give the woman the get in a Chotzer, that the Baal has the ability to be Ochel Peres. This question as to whether the Chotzer can work for Get is, according to the Ri, it's a function of Peres. Whoever has Ishtamshus, there'll be Kona for the one who has Ishtamshus. Rabbeinu Tam has a different approach. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's a function of who can sell the karka. It's not a function of Peres at all. It doesn't matter that you have Peres. If you're in control of someone selling the karka, Then you have a bailus. So says Tosfos, according to Rabbi Natam, who's going to say later, the case over there is if the Baal gives a matana to his wife, he owns a chotzer, and he gives the chotzer matana to the wife, what's the status in terms of selling the karka, in terms of parent? That's what the Rabbi Natam is talking about. But says Tosfos, let's extrapolate to here. Rabbi Natam has the yisod that what's the koveya? The koveya is, can you control the sale of the karka? So he says, if the Baal writes, Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayich. Right, if he says Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayich, maybe he still is able to sell, to eat the Peros. He only said Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayich, he didn't say B'Peroseyem. So maybe in such a case, he still is going to eat the Peros. Right? But even though he can eat the Peros, once he says Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayich, what can he no longer do? He can't control the woman. He can't control her sale. If she wants to sell the karka, she can sell the karka. She can sell the karka, then if she dies, he doesn't get the karka. Once he says, Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayach, so he'll still be able to get the peres, but now he relinquishes his control on the gufa karka to prevent her from selling the karka b'chayeha, so that he won't be able to be yorisher in the future. Oh, says the Rabbeinu Tam, the ability to be kona with the chatzir is not a function of whether you eat peiros or not. It's a function of whether you have some kind of kinyan aguf, some kind of control over the guf. So if the husband says, Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayach, if he wrote, Dinu Dvar Me'enli B'Nechasayach, he might still be able to eat peiros, but he's given up his ability to control the woman, not to be able to sell the karka. So if he's given up that ability to control the woman, then he no longer has a hold on the karka, and then the chutz is going to be kona for the woman. And this is what Tozer, you want to look for a moment, in Dibur Maschama, and Ayin Zayin Beis, he says a pshat there in the sugya, and then he says v'teida. Where is it? Says, can't find the lashon right now. V'teida. The first one online is v'teida, halfway down in the Tosfos. V'teida the hashoni le'el b'kosiv ladinu dvar mainly bin a chasayich. V'afal gav the akati abalo chol peres k'diaminan ba'kosiv. Ela hoel v'machra v'nosna kayam. If he says, now she can sell. He can't control it. She can sell. Now, what does that mean? She sold it, so you can't get the Paris? No, of course he gets the Paris. She can sell the goof. She can sell the goof now. If she dies, he's not going to get it. He doesn't have a hold on her anymore. Rabbi Natan says, if he doesn't have a hold on the goof, so then he doesn't have the chatzah. And then it's not going to be kona for him anymore. So that's the teretz of the Gemara. Teretz is, even though he is Ochel Peres, he only wrote Dinud Varm Eli Ben Chasayach, but once he says that, then he no longer has a hold on the woman to prevent her from selling the karka, so then he's not going to be able to be Kona, the Peres, anything that falls into the Chatzar anymore. He's not going to be Kona again. He doesn't have a hold. So then the woman is going to be able to be Miskareshes. The woman is going to be able to be Miskareshes if he puts the get inside the chutz. The woman is going to be miskareshes if he puts a get inside the chutz. What does that mean? Let's think about this for one more minute. Rabbi Natan is saying that even though the Baal gets peris, but the woman is going to be miskareshes because the Baal can no longer control the woman from selling the field. Who's going to be kona? The Baal gets the peris. If Baal is still getting the peris, mistama, he's going to be kona. He's kona the get. He's kona anything that falls into the chatzah. What's this teretz? I think according to the Magia Na'avim Aluim, it's very beautiful. Magia Na'avim Aluim says that the whole kasha of the Gemara is not about who is kona what falls into the chatzah. The shaila is who has shaychas to the chatzah. Who's the bailim over this chatzah? Who's the bailim over this chatzah? So the kasha of the Gemara was if machakon se isha kona baila, if the baal gets the peris, so then he has a shaychas to the chatzah. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's not a function of peris. What's it a function of? It's a function of whether he can control the sale of the karka. It's not a function of who he's going to be kona through the karka. Maybe he still gets peris. Even if he gets peris, it doesn't matter. Once he no longer has control over the karka, then he doesn't have a bailus, the bailus that's important, the bailus that's koveya, whether this chatzah is nikra al shmo. He can get the peres for Hein Biz Morgan. But if he's not in control of the sale of the karka, then he's not really a bailam here. So he's not really a bailam. Then we understand that if he puts the get into this chatzer, it's left his rishus. Now it's in the rishus of the isha, because the isha is viewed as the bailam. Since how do we determine bailus over here? How do we determine bailus to figure out whether there's a good nesinas haget? It's a function of who is in control of the sale of the karka. If the woman is now in control of the sale of the karka, then she's the bailam of this karka. If she's the bailam, so then Nesina l'tocha echotzer is like Nesina l'tocha shusa. If she cannot control her sale of the karka, if the Baal is in control of the sale of the karka, so then he's too much. He has too much of a shaychas to the echotzer. It's not a function of Paris. But if he's in control of the sale of the echotzer, then he has too much of a shaychas to the echotzer. If he has too much of a shaychas to the echotzer, so then it's not going to be a good Nesina. Okay, so these are the ways, the two approaches to learning, to understanding the kasha of the Gemara. And the further embellishment is this Rabbi Natan, very important Rabbi Natan, and read that the Magia and the Avnei Meluim quoted. Do we say that the bailus of the chotzer to determine whether there's a good nesin, is that a function of achilas peris, ishtamshus in the chotzer? Maybe it's not a function of ishtamshus bechlal. Maybe it's a function of who's in control of selling the karka. Right? But either way, determining who the bailim is will determine whether putting the get into the chotzer, this chotzer of the woman, is that going to be called a good nesina, or is it not going to be called a good nesina? Have a good Shabbos.